about this game than the first four as far as, for you, the looks and...
You know, the looks I don't think were as different. I think it was just overall, like, the team and how we were playing. Even though they got off to a great start, I felt like, you know, that first group really went in there and established how we were going to play, push the tempo of the game. And I think when I get in there, it really helps the faster we go, you know, just especially on offensive glass, you know. Just being able to move around and really get into a rhythm that way. And, you know, today I was just like, you know what, shots go in, you know. I mean, it wasn't something that I was really focused on. It was more like, look, let's get on the boards, let's play some good D, and, you know, stuff is going to come your way. You just got to be patient, you know, have your feet set, and just, you know, let it ride.
Coach said they gave you a bunch of DVDs of some of your better performances of seasons earlier today. What did you see off those DVDs?
I just let it ride. You know, I think I saw my spacing was kind of bad in the first couple games, you know, and then my feet weren't set like they usually are. And in this game, I just tried to just make sure my feet were set, make sure I was just ready to go. And, you know, it didn't hurt that I was on the glass early. You know, some days the ball comes your way. And, you know, tonight it came my way. And, you know, I missed a couple there at the beginning of the fourth quarter. But, you know, that's stuff I have to work on. And, you know, defensively, I felt like, you know, when we're trapping and getting out like that, it also helps with the pace of the game. So.
Hesitating with the shot early in earlier games.
No, it wasn't so much hesitating. It was just my mind was thinking, okay, this guy's going to be open. I was already kind of predetermining what I was going to do. That's not hesitating. I mean, I could be honest. If I go 0 for 10, that's not, I could care less. It's not going to happen twice, you know, and that's how I feel every time I go out there, that it's only going to take me one shot to get hot. And so, you know, I think those other games, I looked at it, you know, just little things I needed to change up and just relax and go out there and just make clear cut, you know, either pass, shoot, you know, screen and roll, do stuff like that.
Bench puts up 55, starters 52. How important is that, especially in the fourth quarter, the bench is resting?
Huge.
You got game six.
Huge. I think we play extremely well when our bench gets in there, picks up the pace of the game, you know, with LB and his speed. Goran was attacking the rim tonight, and JD was hitting his threes. Lou gave us a great lift, you know, with a lot of energy and blocking shots and rebounding. And anytime we can get those guys to come in there and give Steve a lot of rest and give them a different look, it's huge for us. And I think that's what we've been kind of resting our hat on is giving them two different looks, you know, the post-up look and then the more of a – we don't really have a one-on-one player in that second group, so we have to work together. And extremely – we have great chemistry in that second group and just moving around in a lot of energy and picking up full court. You know what? I mean, for our team, our composure was great. I thought we were like, okay, look, I mean, Andre Miller, when's the last time you've seen him shoot those shots and make all of them in a row? So you're like, hey, we gave that up, and that's what we, you know, said, hey, if he's making them, get a little bit closer. You know, more he makes, get a little bit closer to him. But, you know, we understand he's a driver. He wants to penetrate and kick and really get to the free throw line. So if he's shooting jumpers, we're going to take our bet on that, and just we got to make sure we keep them off the offensive glass, and I think we did a better job of that. We could still do better.
We're proud of the career-high 20 points or the 8 rebounds that lead your team.
8 rebounds and 2 steals, without a doubt. You know, I think on this team, shots are going to come. You know, like I'm looking, Grant only took 5 shots. Steve only took 5 shots. Or is that the – yeah. So, I mean, you know, in a game, really, how many times is that going to happen? Not rarely, you know, and I know they're probably like, you know, we can't give them – can't give Channing 11 shots, Jared 10 shots, you know, especially with the rate that we shoot three. So, you know, for us, it just depends on what the defense gives us and what we have to take and just continue to be aggressive.
You really won by a large margin. What do you think the factor's been in those games?
You know, I was talking to Grant, and it just comes down to two things. It's us being aggressive and rebounding. I think once we get that, give them one shot and get out and run, it's tough for them to load up. They're, a phenomenal team. When you try to play one-on-one, try to play that half-court game, and with our movement, it's tougher for them to just use elbows and boxes and really kind of load up, especially when we start to throw it over top. And, you know, the unsung hero is Amari, man. When he's getting trapped, he's doing a great job of kicking it out. He's had some great passes today, and, you know, he's just evolved this whole year about his game.
Whoever set the tempo seemed to win the game. First five, they set the slow pace in 1 and 4. How important is it for you guys to go out in game six just to set a tempo and get something going early?
But you know what's funny? I don't think they really set the tempo kind of slow. I think it was 23-12 or something like that in the first 6 minutes. So that's right up our alley. I mean, they were making shots. But Oh, 1-4. Oh, yeah. You know what? I think we just need to come out with energy and be decisive. You know, game one is game one. That's way over. Game four, I just didn't think we came out with enough, I would say, decisiveness. Like, look, we're going to trap him. We're going to put our body on him. Make him kick this, you know, kick it over top to the farthest guy and just play our game and be, you know, extremely aggressive. And I think the games we've won, we've done a way better job of penetrating and being aggressive and getting to the line early.
Something technical we did?
No, nothing technical. It was just us being aggressive and with the pace of the game. It's hard. They're a very physical team. You know, Marcus Camby's one of the best rebounders. And Marcus is long. Juwan Howard's solid. You know, they have big guys, Martell, Nicholas Batum. I mean, I can go on and on. But when we're playing faster, now we have switches. Now you have smalls on bigs. Now you have guys turning their head like, okay, we have to stop the dribble penetration. Now we're kicking back on guys. And we have 3 to 5 guys at times going to the offensive glass, knowing that we can get back. So for us, it's about the tempo, and it's just it's a battle between tempos. It's a great series. You know, they're a great team. Go.
You think the rope and dope strategy is going to work again in game 6?
You guys let him talk all
day. Look at this dude. You don't want to talk to me. What do you mean the rope and dope strategy? What's that?
Not unlike Ali being able to let him punch for a while and go at their speed and wear themselves out, and then you're able to run your game.
No, I mean, we just want to continue to push the pace regardless. You know, we know they're going to make shots. They're a great team. They're professionals. But for us, we just need to, give them one shot from the outside, get the board and get out and run, and let Steve get some more assists.
Now he's going to the stat sheet.
Oh, yeah.